Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And now, as scientists say, climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
Thank you very much. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Agree.
And do you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies should pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Four.
And would you somewhat support it or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
And would you somewhat support it or just, or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose this proposal. The first one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Support.
And would you strongly support it or just somewhat?
Strongly.
What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise?
Strongly support.
Improving electrical grid reliability.
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Strongly support.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
What's the, like, I need more information option?
From the scale, we have strongly support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
That's it? You guys don't have, like, a not applicable?
Yeah, no, we don't.
That's terrible survey making. Who's making your surveys?
I am not sure. I'm just paid to read. So,
okay. Let's go with the moderately support.
Somewhat support.
Yeah.
The next one is increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose it?
Strongly support. Strongly support.
Thank you. And expanding quality healthcare.
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we're going to change the scale. We want to know if you find those statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. The first one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat
convincing?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, everything is going to be, like, pro-climate change if I say something, like, halfway.
Okay, that's fine.
Or not pro-climate change, but, like, pro-believing climate change.
Okay, then that's fine. We appreciate your opinion. Now, the next one is, big oil and gas companies knew about climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change.
See
you fine. Yeah.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you very much. And now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last stretch. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
What was the first one?
Enhance.
Positively? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one.
Yes. The next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Thank you. And now for something different. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers?
What's the base question again? Just do I support or
support?
Do I not support?
Yes, support or oppose?
Support.
And
somewhat.
Do you somewhat support it? Okay, thank you. If the election, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist you greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65?
35 to 49.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, other, or independent? I'm sorry.
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your race? White, African American, other?
Are those the only three options?
Yeah. For this one, yes.
Terrible survey making. Seriously. White.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.